Rick Stevens, financial advisor with FRS Financial Group, offers securities and investment advisory services through Waddell & Reed Incorporated, a broker-dealer, member FINRA and SIPC, and a federally registered investment advisor. FRS Financial Group is a separate entity from Waddell & Reed. Insurance products are offered through insurance companies with which Waddell & Reed has sales arrangements. The information presented on this show is solely for information purposes and is not to be construed as an offer to sell or the solicitation of an offer to buy any financial product or service mentioned. Waddell & Reed does not offer tax or legal advice. Please consult with a professional prior to making any financial decisions. Any opinions expressed are those of Rick Stevens and may not be the opinions of Waddell & Reed. The information is subject to change based on market and other conditions. For more detailed information regarding any of the topics discussed on today's show, please call 719-500-8700. This is Money Matters, presented by FRS Financial. Here's your host, Rick Stevens.
Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen, to this edition of Money Matters, presented by FRS Financial Group. I am your host, Rick Stevens, and this is your show. Remember, if you've got questions, if you've got topics that you would love to have addressed in future shows, you can shoot us an email, rstevens@frsfinancialgroup.com. You can go on to our website, frsfinancialgroup.com. Top right corner is the contact tab. You can click on that. You can send us in your question. You can send us in that topic you'd like to hear about. Please do that because we would love to hear from you. Well, folks, this week we've got Kyle Fisk back in the studio. And, you know, Kyle, there's not really much going on in the world in terms of, you know, interest rate adjustments and changes. And, you know, the housing market's just pretty much normal. So, you know, based on the Rockies season so far, how about we just talk about fantasy football coming up?
Hey, don't say bad things about my Rockies. We just took two games from the Dodgers back to back. It's been a while since we've done that. And, you know, fantasy football is still a few months away. Talk about volatility. The market is moving a lot. But today, thanks for having me back. It's always fun to be on the show.
Absolutely.
And this is going to be a shot of confidence Saturday. Because I don't know about you, but I am tired of seeing the feed on my social media and listening to the mainstream media and hearing a slanted and inaccurate and negative viewpoint when it comes to real estate and the housing market. There's fear. There's anxiety. There's uncertainty. There's worry. And the media just hypes on it. They feed on that. Mm-hmm. So let's take a deep breath and let's talk about if I had a house to sell, should I sell it? Should I be confident? If I was looking to buy a home, should I buy a home in this market? Should I be confident? So, shot of confidence Saturday. Let's talk about some things, but I better get that legal disclaimer out of the way.
Go get that out of the way.
Yeah, we got it. We got to do that. That's important. That's important. So, Kyle with the Fisk team at Pentrust Mortgage. All material presented today is for educational purposes, not an advertisement to extend credit. Not all applicants are eligible for loan products offered. All loan programs, terms, and conditions, including interest rates, are subject to change. And my NMLS number is 1949057, fiskmortgage.com. There, we got that out of the way.
Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll be back next week. So I love the shot of confidence concept coming into this because, you know, earlier this week, you get the consumer confidence numbers that come out and they're low. And I told my partners, I said, you want to know how to raise those consumer confidence numbers back up? Tell everybody turn off the television and the radio stations that are telling you all the bad news and just listen to the people that are giving it to you straight.
Absolutely. Like the market is much better than what people actually think it is, or at least what they're being told.
Right.
Right. And we're going to talk about some data and stats and might do a little mortgagees. We're going to get into inverted yield curves. And so if you lose it, that's okay. Because the big picture bottom line is this. You should be able to act with confidence in this market. All real estate is local. As we look up and down the front range, we still have more demand for housing than we have supply of housing. Overall appreciation and rate of equity is still going up. And when we look at the numbers, we're going to talk about inventory. We're going to talk about busting some of the boogeyman myths out there.
Yes,
the boogeyman under the bed is always more scary in the dark than the actual reality of what's out there. So let's get into it.
All right. So knowing that all real estate is in fact local, I've got an actual true to life case study for you here. And I'm going to kind of throw it out this way because I know a lot of folks worry about, okay, is there a housing bubble out here? You know, the recession that if I'm listening to the mainstream media that we're in, or if I'm listening to the economic media that says it's coming probably in 12 to 18, maybe 24 months. Because I remember 2007 through 2009.
And ouch.
Folks, yeah, and folks, if you want to go look this up, you go to Zillow.com, you look up the house I used to own, right? 840 Applegate Avenue, West Chicago, Illinois, 60185. And you go down and you look at the actual pricing of it, what it sold for. And if you see that number from 2005, that's when I bought it. I bought it for $465,000. I sold it in 2009, so I bought at the top, I sold it at the bottom because, well, we moved 1,000 miles west and I hated being a landlord. We sold it in 2009 for $395,000. The folks I sold it to, 9 years later in 2018, sold it for $375,000. So now we're all actually $90,000 less than what I paid for it 13 years before. By 2020, it got sold. It was at $385. Zillow today says it's back to basically what I paid for it 17 years ago. Is that what we're looking at coming up?
That's the concern, right? I don't want to buy a house, Rick, because the big bad housing bubble boogeyman.
Yes.
We're on the top. I'm going to lose all my equity. So what creates a real housing bubble? That's the question we want to talk about. So an over-hot market, probably what we had in Chicago back in 5, 6, 7, 8, cools down, mm-hmm. and then people, for whatever reason, can't pay their mortgage. Now, there's usually two reasons for that. One, their situation changes, they lose their job, they can't pay their mortgage. But more importantly, people were getting mortgages that couldn't qualify for the mortgage.
Yes.
So people who can't pay their mortgage get upside down. They now have negative equity because A, the market is cooling off, and B, they're not making their mortgage payments. So in a bad bubble, you have more supply than demand, and that causes prices to drop. Now, let's talk about some of the data. CoreLogic released their Q1 2022 equity report about a week and a half ago, showing that homeowners in America, national numbers, have seen equity rise by about 32%. That's netting an average homeowner about $64,000 in equity. Now, homes with negative equity, homes underwater, in 2007 were 11% of all mortgage properties. Today in America, less than 2% of homes have negative equity. And if I had to guess, that percentage is even smaller along the front range.
Now, having seen what housing prices have done, you're probably quite right on that.
So let's look at when we see a housing bubble, when we see the tip of the iceberg, we look at things like foreclosures and delinquencies. So foreclosures start, that beginning the legal process of foreclosure, are down 12% since April. And overall mortgage delinquency rate fell 0.5% in the last month and is now the third consecutive record low. One of the other things we look at is called serious delinquencies. These are mortgages that are 90 days or more past due, but they haven't started the foreclosure process. Those are down 7% month over month. So all of the indicators, if we were on the precipice of a housing bubble, all those numbers would be going the other direction. So for those fearing a housing bubble, this is not 2006, 2007, 2008. People aren't upside down or underwater on their homes, especially here along the front range from Fort Collins to Pueblo. It's just not the case. So when homeowners do get underwater, when they do have a problem, they lose a job, they have an ailing parent, they can't pay their mortgage anymore, they have options. They either refinance the property or they go out in the market and they say, never mind, I'm going to cash in my chips and I'm going to sell the house. And they can because they have equity in the property. Again, we're going to talk more about inventory and supply, but there's still more people looking to buy houses than are houses available. We just aren't in the same situation, and we'll stop there. For now.
Well, that's because we're up against the break. Good information in there, Kyle, on the folks that go, oh, no, I don't want to buy. What if it's a bubble? Yeah, good positivity coming through that. Folks, we are up against that first break in today's show. When we come back, we're going to continue to talk about the boogeyman, and this time, we're talking about interest rates. Stick around. We will be right back.
Money affects us all in different ways. Sometimes it's a source of stress and fear. Sometimes it's a source of comfort and security. Whatever your perspective, it's always good to get a second set of eyes on your finances to help serve as a guide. If you're looking for that guidance, call FRS Financial Group at 719-500-8700. Schedule your complimentary appointment. remember to tune in to Money Matters presented by FRS Financial Group right here on KRDO News Radio, Saturday mornings at 9, Sunday mornings at 10. Products and services offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
Well, folks, thanks for sticking with us through that break. Rick Stevens here with you on Money Matters presented by FRS Financial Group. Kyle Fisk in the studio with us today. We're talking Rockies baseball. We're talking about how my Cubbies took 2 out of 3 from the Cardinals over the weekend. Yeah, because there's nothing going to markets, right? Nothing going on, nothing happening, nothing to see here. Move along, folks, right?
You know, we've been talking about the boogeyman busters and these different myths that are out there. In the last segment, we talked about whether or not we're on the precipice of a housing bubble and just why that isn't true. We're going to talk about interest rates. We're going to talk about supply. But if you're out there thinking, I really wish that mortgage guy would talk about X. I got a question about something and I want to know what it is. I love being on the Money Matters show. We do this routinely. So next time I come on, we're going to answer your questions. So I'm going to give you a number. Shoot me a text. If you've got a specific mortgage question, and in our next show, we'll do some Q&A. So if you've got a question, shoot us a text to 719-277-9238. That's 719-277-9238. Shoot us your question, and we'll answer it on the next show.
Awesome. Well, I've got a question I want answered on this show, Kyle, and I hope that's okay.
Let's do it.
All right. I want to talk about being a buyer in today's market. Because 2 years ago, I could have gotten a percentage rate that started with a 2, and now I'm looking at those that start with 5s and maybe even 6s, and I'm a little scared about buying a house. Should I be?
Houses aren't affordable. The giant boogeyman of increased interest rates. Now, there's no question interest rates have gone up. There you go. That was your...
Okay. Write that down.
Interest rates have gone up. Okay. We've been watching for the last 2.5 years now the over-financialization of our market. We've pumped $4 trillion into the economy since the start of COVID. And what that means is we've leveraged the future of our economy by increasing purchasing power in the present. All that extra money in everybody's pocket leads to higher demand. Everybody wanted more stuff, while simultaneously COVID and supply chain issues and all that have led to lower supply. So, economics 101. Higher demand for things, lower supply of things, prices go up. Right. And that's exactly what we've seen. You're seeing it in the grocery store. We're seeing it at the gas pump. And guess what, folks? You're seeing it in the housing market.
Bacon's more expensive. I don't like that.
Bacon is more expensive. So this is what we call inflation. When the costs of goods go up, for the same amount of goods, I pay more. That's inflation. And we've seen inflation go up. And inflation is one of the drivers of interest rates. When inflation goes up, we see interest rates go up. When inflation goes down, we see interest rates go down. Now, normally, the longer term that you borrow money, the more you pay for it. Where do you get a better interest rate, a 30-year mortgage or a 15-year mortgage?
Well, if it's going to cost me more to borrow it for longer because there's more risk on me defaulting, it's probably going to be that shorter term.
Typically, in a normal market, you pay less for a shorter term, right? Because time equals risk. And as the investor, I need to cover that risk. So I'm going to charge you a higher interest rate the longer you borrow the money. Now, that's normal. But right now, we're flirting with what's called an inverted yield curve. You're going to learn some mortgagees today, okay?
All right.
That's where shorter-term interest rates are actually higher than longer-term rates. We talk about the yield. That's what I get back out of a bond. So if I buy a 10-year Treasury bond, I get a higher yield than if I buy a 2-year Treasury bond.
Right.
Because I gave you my money for 10 years instead of 2. What we just saw happen, it just happened for a few days, but we're flirting where that 2-year Treasury is actually more expensive than the 10-year.
Yes.
We're in this, it's called an inverted yield. Now, this is a signal that the market is pricing in higher and higher probability of a couple of things. An economic slowdown, followed by some type of intervention by those that run the monetary policy, the central bank. When that longer-term note has a lower interest rate, the market's actually saying we're going to see interest rates come down in the future, but the immediate short term, there's actually a higher risk for higher rates today.
Yes.
So the market is actually betting that interest rates will come down. There's two places we're seeing that. Number one, We hear this term called an ARM, an adjustable yep. rate mortgage. Now, that comes with a bad perception because some people got into trouble that were paying interest only. Some of those people that really right. weren't yes. qualified to get mortgages. Did you know that today, we've talked about this before, it's harder to get a mortgage in America today than it's ever been in the modern mortgage era. So the rules are much more stringent. People who are actually getting qualified, it's another reason why we're not in that bubble. But the adjustable rate mortgage is actually a great product for certain people. If you're a military member and you know you're going to be here yes. 3 years, and I say I can get a 5-6 ARM, meaning for the first 5 years, it's a fixed rate, and then it can adjust based on the market up or down. But if I'm going to live in this house 3 years and then go to Fort Hood, Texas and sell my house, I don't care.
Right.
And I could get it typically because, again, back to it's a shorter term, mm-hmm. adjustable rate mortgages always came at a better interest rate than that 30-year fixed mortgage. You know what I priced out yesterday? Adjustable rate mortgages. And guess what?
Ooh.
They were more expensive wow. than 30-year fixed. That's the market saying and betting. This is the investor world and the market saying, no, 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 no. Interest rates are not going to be here. They're going to come back down. And mm-hmm. when they come back down, that adjustable rate mortgage is actually going to adjust down, not in my favor as the investor. So I have to make more money up front.
Yes.
The other
yep.
thing that's real interesting is when we talk about, again, some mortgages, what's the peeling back the curtain of how this world works. When an investor buys a mortgage, right? We talk about the servicing of mortgages. Mm-hmm. So if I have a $500,000 mortgage, I actually sell that piece of paper for $505,000
right.
to an investor because that $5,000 pays for everybody in the process because I don't work for free.
Right.
But today, people aren't wanting to pay more for it because the mm-hmm. way now, how does that investor make up that extra $5,000? It's because I charge you interest for the next 10 years.
Right.
But they're saying, no, 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 no. These mortgages aren't going to last 10 years because interest rates are going to come down and people are going to refinance. So I'm going to charge you as the investor a point up front
yes.
to buy that mortgage from you. I need to make a yield right now today because this mortgage isn't going to last.
Yeah. So I'm not going to pay you $500 for it. I'm going to pay you $495.
That's right. That's exactly right. So the market is saying, all the indicators are saying, and this is why there's a phrase in real estate, you marry the house, you date the rate, right?
I love it.
I'm telling folks, we're encouraging folks, get into, if you're buying a home today, you should still buy with confidence, and you should be buying a low-cost loan, and meaning don't spend a bunch of money buying down your interest rate. You know, you could spend a full discount point, $4,000, $6,000, $8,000 to move your interest rate a eighth or a quarter of a point, change your payment by $30, $60, $70 as opposed
right.
to waiting, get into this house. If you can manage the payment today, don't view your mortgage today as a 360-month commitment. View it as a 12 or 18 or 24-month commitment because
right.
as the Fed, we saw, as they get on top of inflation, as they stay tough on inflation, we're going to see inflation come back down. It's going to happen.
Right.
And when that happens, interest rates are going to come back down. So can you afford the house today? And can you plan on refinancing down the road to be in a better situation down the road? Yes. Are interest rates higher today than they were a year ago? Yes. The real interesting bet is, are they going to be lower a year from now?
Right.
And the market right. says it will be.
Awesome. I love that piece of information. So there's boogeyman number two that we have slain on today's show. Folks, we are up against that last break in the show today. When we come back, our final boogeyman. Final boogeyman. It's all about the housing supply and what's going on in there. Kyle's going to address that for us when we come back. Stick around because you'll want to see how today's show finishes. Stick around, everybody.
Does stock market volatility have you wondering which way is up? Do the talking heads and doomsayers really have you wondering, is this the end? If you want straight answers from an advisor who isn't just trying to sell you something, call FRS Financial Group at 719-500-8700 to schedule your complimentary appointment today. Don't forget to tune in to Money Matters presented by FRS Financial Group Saturday mornings at 9, Sunday mornings at 10, right here on KRDO News Radio. Products and services offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
Well, folks, thank you for sticking with us through that final break in today's show. Rick Stevens here hosting Money Matters presented by FRS Financial. We've got Kyle the Boogeyman Slayer Fisk in the studio with us today. We're knocking out some of these housing boogeymen that are out there. And so far, they started out scary, Kyle, but you took care of them pretty quickly here.
Hey, it's all about getting that shot of confidence. It's a shot of confidence Saturday morning where we're going to say, stop getting the negativity and the fear and worry that the mainstream media is pumping, that you're seeing in your social media feed, and let's deal with the real facts and the real numbers, and let's recognize you can still be in a market buying and selling with confidence. We've already talked about how we're not on the precipice of a housing bubble. We've talked about interest rates and where they are today and where they might be in the future, and we've got one more.
So believe it or not, I've been reading some things.
Oh, tell me more.
It happens, and they're not just children's books this time. The housing supply. I can go out right now and find three different articles that all say three different things. All right, one of them tells me, "Ooh, we've got an increase in supply." The next one says, "No, we've got a decrease in supply." The third one says, "Oh, there's neither an increase or a decrease. We're staying the same across the boards." And my question here is, these people are all getting the same data. They're all getting the exact same information. How in the world do they come up with three different answers to the supply question?
Well, it all goes back to the narrative you're trying to tell, right? Because let's be honest, we can all make the data say anything we want. We all approach this with a bias. At least I'm honest about mine.
Yes, right. Yes.
You know, so we all approach it with a bias. Let's talk about housing supply. Let's talk about some data that the mainstream media just isn't telling us. There was a big article back in late May in CNBC, big headline, sales of new built homes tumbled while prices soared. I mean, that's not a fear-mongering statement of any kind.
No.
I mean, that's not a slanted or biased approach to the information.
Because I'm trying to figure out basic economics. How do the sales totals tumble, but the prices shoot up?
Well,
I don't understand how that works.
Let's look at this. So new home sales numbers just came out last Friday. Now, new build construction, makes up about 10% of the total market. Now, the expectations were that that number was going to go down, but new build sales were up 10.7% for the month of May. Now, this is interesting because we just talked about how rates are up and I can't afford a home. Right. Well, wait a minute. Rates were already up at the beginning of May. So that means in our current rate environment, people are still out buying homes.
Right.
Now, this represents signed contracts, right? So this is a really good finger on the pulse of someone saying, hey, I know this house may not be done for a while. I'm still confident enough that I'm going to buy this home today. It's more evidence that the sky is falling mentality that is being peddled out there just isn't an accurate picture of reality.
So housing is
still pretty strong.
I shouldn't be listening for Chicken Little then.
Well, let's talk about this. So the media doesn't do us any favors. These are big national numbers, okay? The average sales pace for new build homes is 58,000 homes a month. And there are 440,000 homes for sale. So the media tells you, oh, I can do the math, divide that out. That's 7.7 months supply. Oh my gosh, we've got months and months of supply.
Right.
What they don't tell you is that of those 440,000 that are for sale, only 37,000 of them, less than 10%, are actually finished, complete, and able to be moved into. Those other homes are under construction or maybe even just under contract. It might be a raw piece of dirt sitting there and they haven't even started it. So if you take the actual number of homes that are done and ready, that are real supply, able to be moved in today, you have a real month supply of about 3 weeks.
Wow.
See how you can make the numbers say anything you want. Not exactly 7 months. Now, that's new build. That's only 10% of the market. So people say, well, that's only 10% of the market, Fisk. How can you make that argument? Well, okay, great. Let's look at resale.
Yes.
Let's look at the other part of the market. It's even more clear and more stark. Today, there are 1.16 million units for sale and a monthly in the country and a monthly sales pace of about 527,000 a month. I can do math. That's 2.2 months of supply, Rick.
Right.
But 55% of those 1.16 million homes are under contract.
Aha.
So they're technically still for sale because they haven't closed. They're pending. But is that house available for you and I to go buy?
Yeah, probably not so much.
No, it's not. Someone is closing on that house next week. There's already someone that gets that one. So it's not really part of the supply. If you take out those under contract properties, active available listings drop to 516,000. And remember, we're selling 527,000, about 1 month worth of supply. The real number is very much in line with what we've been seeing. 88% of homes are being sold within 30 days. The housing market is not in chaos. enough with the negativity. This is still very, very strong. Quite strong, quite robust market. Frankly, we're still tipped in favor of sellers. This is still a seller's market. Last thing, pending home sales out this last week as well. Activity is steady and strong. Signed contracts on existing homes expected to decline 3-4%, up 0.7%. Now, that's not a huge climb, but it's not the drop that everybody says. It's a nice surprise to the upside. Sales up with a rise in home prices and an increase in interest rates, along with this supply stuff, clearly shows that this purchase market remains strong. So take that, mainstream media. Be confident. If you're going to go buy, if you're going to go sell, you should do so with confidence.
You know, one of the things that I like to tell folks, right, you know, the old school, this is how you make money as an investor. You buy low and you sell high. And when we talk about those things, I tell them, hey, if you're looking at that home side of life, today is your new low. We're not going to sell it under what we're in today. We might have to, you know, wait a year or two longer, maybe on one end to sell it. But today's our low. Right? We can't just look at it and go, oh, it's so expensive. No, today's your low when you buy it. Just don't go sell it like I did 2 years later and take a $70,000 hit.
There's no reason to. And while we can all agree that the rate of appreciation has slowed down a little bit, our houses aren't getting more valuable as quickly as they used to in Colorado Springs or along the Front Range, but it's still going up. And frankly, the rapid acceleration might have actually been slightly unhealthy for the market. This might actually be this getting a little bit more equilibrium right between buyers and sellers is actually healthy for the market. So your shot of confidence Saturday, if you're looking to buy, if you're looking to sell, don't sit on the sidelines. Don't be paralyzed by fear from the media, but get out there and work with confidence. So those are the boogeymans for today. I think we took care of them. If you have a question about mortgages that you want us to cover next time we're on Money Matters, shoot us a text. We're going to do a Q&A with the listeners. So let us know if you got a question about mortgages. Give us a call, 719-277-9238, or just shoot us a text to that number with your question and we'll include it next time. But we look forward to helping you guys and serving you and your as you look to buy and sell real estate.
Awesome. Kyle, thank you for joining us today. Thank you for blowing up some of those boogeymen because there really is that fear out there. Folks, if you do have those questions, shoot that text over to Kyle. You can also shoot it to me. Shoot me that phone call, 719-500-8700. We will include it the next time that we are on Money Matters. We'll be back again next week. We'll continue to talk about your money because your money matters. Thanks for tuning in, everybody.